The New Orleans Saints escape a 10-point first-half deficit to walk away with a 17-13 victory. Preseason game number one in the books against the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob Nice joined by John DeShazer. John, your initial thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, I mean, they saw some improvement defensively. That's what they want to see this season out of this defense. Unfortunately, surrendered an 80-yard touchdown drive on the opening drive of the game. That's not the way you want to start, but they came on defensively in the second and third quarters. The first unit played into the second quarter, which was a little bit of a surprise, but those backups, those young guys really were flying around the football, and they made some plays after that.
First unit on the offensive end, Drew Brees kind of needed a second series to get it going, but he did have some yards on the stat sheet, but nothing in the end zone. How do you think he felt after that first couple drives?
Well, those are the things that are going to aggravate Drew Brees. He likes to be really, really precise. They weren't clean and precise in those first two drives. Did end up producing a field goal, drove 70-some yards to get there, but he'd rather get into the end zone, so you know that's going to be something that's going to be on his mind this week.
Something that was on his mind was the loss of Joe Morgan, but the young receiving core had every opportunity to step up in this game. They got it going in the second half. Who was the outstanding or the receiver that stood out the most to you?
Well, the guy who really separated himself a little bit probably was Nick Toon. I think four catches for 66 yards really showed some ability on some deep balls, and that's some one of the things that everybody thinks the Saints might be lacking without Joe Morgan, but certainly they went to the deep ball tonight. Well, Nick Toon looked pretty solid, pretty smooth. He said he's a little bit faster than people give him credit for, and he certainly looked the part tonight. Also, Kenny Stills got open for a deep ball, didn't catch one, but he caught another one. He drew an offensive pass interference, but he also drew a defensive pass interference, so he showed some flashes, but those guys are going to have to step in probably for Joe Morgan and be that deep threat.
Now, somebody or a group of teammates, they may have to do some push-ups before the next game, is a special teams unit. Talk about their performance and maybe the reason why Kansas City were able to get off a bunch of returns from punting and kickoff returns.
Well, that's a unit that Coach Payton was, you know, expressly disappointed with after this game. Surrendered a 79-yard kickoff return, a 55-yard punt return. Those are not the things that you want to be doing in preseason. You don't ever want to have that happen. But if it's got to happen, I guess the preseason opener is where you'd have it to happen. But certainly they're going to have to clean up those units.
Bright spot on the offensive end was Luke McCown. He comes in with the second unit, and he plays into the second half. He had over 200 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, but he looked very comfortable in this offense.
Yeah, 18 for 28. He's gotten a pretty good amount of reps with Seneca Wallace being out, so really that's probably his competition for the number two spot. Seneca Wallace has been out with that groin injury, so Luke McCown has gotten a lot of snaps, and he looked the part. He threw those couple of touchdown passes to Preston Parker. Coach Payton really had high things to say about Preston Parker, but Luke McCown looked pretty poised and pretty composed.
Now, what are you looking forward to the most in seeing this team improve for Oakland next week in preseason game number two?
Well, they're going to have to work on the defensive coverages. The special teams coverages. They're going to have to clean that up. You don't want that to happen at any time, and that's something that put a lot of emphasis on this offseason. So they'll be working on that. And also defensively, you want to get out of the box a little bit faster. You don't want to have to turn around after you surrender an 80-yard touchdown drive and then warm up. You want to come out of the gates smoking.
Well, preseason game number one is in the books, but this guy right here is in regular season form. John DeShazer, Rob Nice, we thank you for logging on and tuning in to this NewOrleansSaints.com exclusive. Be sure to log in next week for the Black and Blue Report. We'll see you next week here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.